Warren Morris, the managing director of the Playhouse on Anaheim. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
You're sort of a recent, relatively recent addition to the Playhouse. Give us a little mini bio on yourself.
I am. I just started here in June. I am a recent graduate of the theater management program at Cal State Long Beach, which is a partnership between the theater department and the business school. So it's a Master of Fine Arts in theater management and an MBA. And that degree takes 3 years. And I moved here from the Midwest for that program because it was so unique.
What do you bring to the Playhouse?
I think mostly because of the training in that program,
right.
I bring a good combination of the business experience as well as the background in theater. I've worked in theater my whole career as an actor and a director, and then also on the administrative side. But frankly, as I worked in those theaters, it became clear to me that it's important for arts administrators and arts practitioners to get a solid background in business, because these nonprofits are businesses
yes.
as well as arts institutions. So mm-hmm. I think I bring a good balance of those two things.
Well, let's switch over here now to the Playhouse itself. It has a very special history, I understand.
It really does. It's an 81-year-old institution here in Long Beach, which, just to kind of put that in perspective, means that it survived the Great Depression and the big earthquake. And, you know, these are challenging times as well, but I remember that a lot, that it's been here for 81 years and that my predecessors worked through hard times as well.
Now, you know, I'm not sure a lot of people know about just the Playhouse in terms of there's two stages. Can you talk a little bit about that in terms of what makes up the Playhouse?
Absolutely. We are lucky enough to have two theater spaces. So we have a 200-seat, what we call the main stage theater, where we do lots of mainstream plays, comedies, musicals, fun, more family-oriented fare. And then we also have a studio space, which has 98 seats. It's upstairs. And we tend to do more contemporary pieces, more challenging and literary plays. And that kind of focuses on a younger audience in lots of ways, too. We're looking more at the 30 to 50-year-old audience. That so many theaters are going after.
And you also have one other thing, which I've attended a few of them, is these readings that you have on Sundays.
We do. We have a very vibrant New Works program here. We tend to bring in anywhere from 150 to 200 scripts a year, and we have a committee who reads the plays, and we hold a contest. And then we have four plays that are produced in staged readings in the spring. And in the past, we've had 10 runner-ups, and we do on Sundays a reading of those plays, which are considered the runner-ups in the New Works Festival.
Well, I know this is everyone is going through this these days because of the economy, but even in quote-unquote good times, the arts are always facing challenges. What do you think are some of the major challenges facing the Playhouse and you these days, aside from the reality of the economy?
Well, the reality of the economy, like you said, just magnifies the challenges that arts organizations always face. And fundraising is a major focus for us right now. And we are definitely focused on diversifying our offerings as well, because when you are an 81-year-old institution, one of the challenges becomes evolving along with your community. And I think it's really important that the Playhouse changes along with Long Beach, because Long Beach is so diverse. So we are very, very focused on bringing in not only more diverse theatrical offerings, but we have a professionally curated art gallery that's curated by Michael Stearns, and I know that you've spoken to Michael as well as our current artist, Richard Lopez, whose art is in there now. We recently had a Day of the Dead celebration with Gregorio Luke that was very successful.
Right.
And so we are looking at bringing not only just theatrical offerings, but visual art, music, variety shows, spoken word, things like that. And I think that's the biggest challenge, is figuring out how to speak to a community as diverse as Long Beach.
Right. One of the really interesting things is your location, because you're sort of you're on Anaheim, close to where it intersects with PCH, but you're on a corridor that is sort of in between, you know, the east, quote unquote, east side. Going down a little further on Anaheim, you run into Cambodia Town, and then, of course, you know, which is made up actually of more than just Cambodians. So there really is a diversity, and of course, you're very close to Cal State University. So how do you? I mean, give us a little hint about how you sort of projecting into 2011, what your plans are, what the preview of what 2001 might be looking for you.
Well, we are already looking at partnerships with other theater companies in town to help bring in those audiences. So, for example, Jeremy Aluma of the Alive Theater Company will be producing a show that he created for the Hollywood Fringe Festival in the spring. And I think we're looking to collaborate with all kinds of organizations. I think that's the best way to do it, because it's difficult for me to stand here and say that members of those other communities should come to the Playhouse and be a part of what we do if we don't have a representative from those communities already involved.
Right.
So I think the best way to do that is through collaborations. And I'm very, very focused on that for 2011. And we'll remain focused on basically those two strategic goals is fundraising. We're going to aggressively be in the community and talking about what the Playhouse does, what it adds to the community, how everybody can be a part of what we do here. That's really unique. We are a community playhouse.
Right.
And looking for opportunities to collaborate with every possible community in Long Beach.
Well, we only have a couple of minutes left, so why don't we talk about what's currently playing and maybe talk a little bit about what your next show is.
Great. We have a really fun and family-friendly Christmas melodrama playing on the main stage, and that actually plays through Christmas weekend. We will have a performance on Christmas Eve as well as the day after Christmas. So if the family's in town and you're looking for something to do, that's a perfect thing. The Lion in Winter, which is a play that there was a movie actually with Katharine Hepburn and Peter O'Toole, and so it's sort of famous for that. That play is on our upstairs stage in the Studio Theater, and it closes next weekend, so there are only a couple of more chances to see that. It's an excellent production. It's been quite critically acclaimed in town for the excellent performances. And then in January, we have a play called The Lieutenant of Inishmore, which just recently played at the Taper in Los Angeles. And it is it's a little like a Quentin Tarantino film on stage. And so there's a lot of buzz about that. There's going to be lots of blood and lots of gore and lots of flying body parts. And we're really looking forward to it. And that will open, I believe, on January 7th.
Well, that sounds different than some of the other fare, for sure. Talk about, if people want more information, where can they go?
We have a website, and that is www.lbplayhouse.org. And you can buy tickets and read about upcoming auditions, upcoming gallery shows, and our upcoming plays.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Lauren Morris, Managing Director of the Playhouse. On what's your exact address again?
5021 Anaheim Street.
That's, which is near the intersection of Clark, probably closer to Clark and
We're
Anaheim.
Closer to Clark and Anaheim.
Right. Well, thank you again for very much.
Red neon sign.
Oh, yeah. And that is another thing. You've got a great front of your theater. It's just a wonderful, I mean, it really stands out, that particularly in the evenings. So anyway, but come and see what's inside, folks, not just stand outside and look at the wonderful exterior. Lauren, thank you again very much, and I'm sure we'll be talking soon again.
Thanks so much, Antonio.